Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason doesn't know it yet, but his feet smell disgusting.
Let's take a look.
You don't have to look. I can smell it.
You can smell them?
Yeah. The second you walk in the door.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's bad.
He put a sock right up his nostril.
My apologies to you and your body and your nose. That's bad. That's bad. But you know what? I've been working hard today. Because, you know, it's been a long day.
Is that why you shit yourself, too?
Oh, that's what's in the socks, actually.
It's just diarrhea from earlier.
Hey, what? Oh, you screwed me over.
Huh?
You screwed me over.
We haven't even rolled the intro music yet.
Oh, well, then do it.
Go. All right, go. How did I screw you over?
You screwed me over.
What happened?
You know, you're so flippant. When I ask you advice, or I ask you for stuff,
yeah,
you give this like crazy advice. I'm going to stop listening to you.
What advice did I give you?
Because you've been wrong about some stuff lately.
No way.
You're usually right.
Okay, what happened?
Well, my number, these kids got my number, and they were calling my ex-wife's house.
Yeah.
The home line. So that's code red. I get calls from my ex-wife, like, I'm getting calls at 2 a.m.
She was, like, scared.
Yeah.
Like, random kids found your number.
Yeah, okay. Random kids. So I got the number, and I called them, and I was, like, really nice about it. I said, guys, could you do me a favor?
And to be fair, this went on, you were talking to them for the next 2 days.
Yeah, I said, do me a favor, don't call my ex-wife. And then somehow they were like, well, can we call you tomorrow? And I was like...
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, okay. And like, can we be in the vlog? And I was like, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
So then they called on Tuesday and I was too busy. And I was like, guys, please. So then finally, last night, they go, you said we could be in the vlog. We were cool and we didn't release that number.
Yeah.
And they go,
Jesus Christ.
They go, can you send a video of you and David saying hi to our friend Sam?
Yeah.
So
I read the text message and it didn't even say hi to our friend Sam.
I know.
It said call him the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call him the F word.
The bad word for being gay. Basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And I wasn't going
to
do that.
And that's they wanted me and Jason to call his friend Sam that on video.
Yeah.
Which is, it's like sending someone blackmail. It's awful.
Yeah. I wouldn't have done that. But what I was going to do is just be like, what's up, guys? It's David. That's all I was going to do. And then you said.
I saw that text and I'm like, tell him you're calling the police. You don't owe these kids anything.
No, you said, tell them to fuck off. Like, you're not their bitch. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And I because I go, David, can we just make this video really quick? Well, guess what?
Why?
You said block their number.
Okay.
And then I said, no, but then they'll call my ex-wife's house.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
What?
They fucking released my number. We had a stressful day today.
Let's find these fucking kids.
Okay. They live in
little
Texas.
Little turds, I'll tell you.
What are you going to do?
I mean...
what are you going to do when you find them?
Like, it's one thing to like call a bunch, right?
Yeah.
But it's another to continue to call after you're saying, hey, please, listen, just give me a break.
Yeah.
And then they keep calling.
Yeah.
So disrespectful. And then on top of that, they want you to be disrespectful to someone. Like, they want you to say something that's completely not okay. It's literally like them being like, hey, say the N-word
and send it
to me. Like, what the fuck is that all
about?
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, I think it's probably their friend.
Yeah, no, it is their friend.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like who do they, like, it's just like,
yeah,
it's
don't unreal. Incriminate us.
Yeah, they were literally making you their bitch, and that's why it upset me. Normally, if it was like a random person that got your number, I'd be like, sure, whatever, who cares?
You could read that text?
Yeah.
Man, you see everything.
Well, I'm also connected to your phone on my phone, so all your all your texts go straight
you
to
have
me.
All my texts?
Yeah, I gotta keep up with your love life.
All the ones from Trish?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, but that was really rude of the kids. It's probably the rudest experience I've had.
Well, I don't. Yeah, of course, because I should have just fucking made the video and been done with it. Now they're gonna call Marnie's house tonight.
No, you should have blocked the number.
I did block the number, and then that's when they released my number. Once Jesus. I blocked it, let's, you said, I took your advice.
Idea. Let's release their number.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, you want to?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
I mean,
do we get in trouble for that?
I don't know. Two can play at that game.
817.
Hold on. No, I'm like all tough, but then when you do it. No, it's just, okay, let's not release the number because we don't want to be dicks.
We don't want to get down on their level.
Yes.
But
it's 816-39.
You fucking bitch. Don't you fucking fuck with us. We're playing two can play at that game.
No. Okay, we won't talk about it, bottom line. Screw me over. But that's rude of them. That's very rude of them for doing that.
Yeah, they're kids. That's what they do. They're 14-year-old kids. The point is, not the point.
I don't know why I'm mad at 10-year-olds.
I knew how to handle the situation. All you had to do is a little honey. Little honey goes a long way in this life.
Yeah.
That's what I want to teach you today.
But you always tell me that if you help someone... Yeah. What is it? What is that saying that you?
No good deed goes unpunished.
No good deed goes unpunished.
It's true,
and that's what I learned, yeah. Dude. Or I'm literally, if you give a mouse a cookie, that's the situation you were in.
Right.
You shout out their friend. It keeps going, dude. They had you, and now what? Your number's released, and if you get more text, I'll tell you what, Jason. I'll go to Texas myself, and I'll give an ass whooping to these 11-year-old boys. I will fuck them up. No, but guys, if you have our number, please don't call us. And if you happen to have our number, don't be rude about it. You know what was crazy to me the other day? Scott tweeted out,
yeah,
saying, please don't come to our house anymore.
Yeah,
because
I saw that
my girlfriend's getting scared.
Yeah,
because there's people that find out where these guys live and they show up to the door and they knock on the door. And it could get really scary because it's usually late at night and it's just spooky to have someone knock on your door and you're not expecting anybody. And he tweeted that, and then literally a day later, two people at the same time came to our door, like two different groups of people, and both of the people said, "Hey, I saw your tweet yesterday. I'm sorry. We still really wanted to come say hi." I thought, you can't even be mad. It's fucking funny. Like that's crazy to me.
We saw your tweet, and you're absolutely right. We should not come to your door anymore.
But to be fair, it's like, If I was a kid that age, I would do the same fucking shit. And I'm not okaying it at all.
Sure.
It's completely wrong. You should not be doing it. But I'm also always like on the side of like the bad person. Like I can always like sympathize.
Yeah, with me too.
Yeah, with the person that's committing the crime, let's say. But like I know if I was a kid and Johnny Depp was having dinner, right? And he was having dinner, and you're not supposed to approach people when they're having dinner. Like you wait till they finish, you wait outside and maybe take a picture if you're feeling up to it. But I know if I had to go and Johnny Depp was having dinner and I'll never see Johnny Depp again, I would be like, "I'm sorry, I know you're having dinner and this sucks, but I need to take a picture with you real quick."
She was on the other foot the other night with Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
We were the people lurking her.
Yeah,
we ran
into...
You guys were such pussies about it.
Yeah, we were big bitches.
I had to do it.
We saw Paris Hilton at the Golden Globes. We went to Golden Globes, by the way, the after party.
Yeah.
It was great.
Fun.
It was great.
David had a really good time. David was dancing.
Yeah.
And he didn't have anything to drink or anything.
Oh, I don't ever drink. But listen, I had a good time because we were sitting next to like this old guy. I said this in the vlog, and Jason's like, "You know who that guy is right next to us?" Like literally right next to us. So he's whispering in my ear, and I'm like, "Who is that?" He's like, "That's the second guy to step foot on the moon." And I'm like, "That's fucking Buzz Aldrin?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" It's so crazy.
With a 35-year-old chick.
With literally a 35-year-old woman. Like,
and he's in his 80s.
Yeah. Oh my God. Insane.
She was hot.
And the crazy part about that is like, you know the guy,
yeah,
but you don't know him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that I'm like, "Is that Buzz Aldrin?" Like, that's what's cool. It's like, I know who Buzz Aldrin is, but the fact that I was sitting by him and I didn't know, that's what was cool. And then also, we saw Matt Damon there.
Yeah.
We saw, Topher Grace.
Mm-hmm. Catherine Hahn.
Paris Hilton's mom.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's mom.
Who's really into...
She was... We went to the party, and then David and I left to go shoot some stuff, and then we came back, and by the time we came back, Todd and Zane were... We were pretty lit.
Yeah.
And there was this really attractive older woman.
Yeah.
All over Todd.
All over Todd.
And I was like, she's attractive. Like, she looked good.
And Jason wanted to record them, like, dancing. But I told Jason, I'm like, "Jason, don't record them because we don't know who the woman is."
Right.
And, I mean, then literally 15 minutes later, we found out it was Paris Hilton's mother. So that was great. I was really
happy. No, well, because then we went downstairs and we saw Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
and she had a crowd of people, and that woman was standing there, and I said, oh my God, that's freaking...
Paris Hilton.
Well, that was all in your vlog, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all my vlog.
Sorry, I'm repeating myself.
No, but it was a pretty good night. I was surprised.
Super fun.
Victoria Justice was there. Ashley Tisdale was there. Like a bunch of child.
Yeah, all the kid stars that I don't know.
All the kid stars
said
were there.
I didn't know. I don't know any of those people.
Mark Ronson was DJing. Who's like a very, I don't know. Anyway, it was a good time. I was happy, and we saw Paris Hilton outside of the party, and we were all nervous to go up and say hi to her. Like a bunch of fucking little girls. Like it was crazy.
Zane really wanted a picture with her.
Yeah, and he wanted it for the vlog mostly because it was just like a funny joke to wrap things up.
Right,
but like I was so nervous. I was like, Jason, go up there. Come on. Get us in. Like I was really nervous. And after we got the picture, it felt so good. It was so exciting. I even told Zane, I'm like, oh, so that's why people wait outside your house. That was fucking exhilarating.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was a lot of fun to meet Paris Hilton. Guys, there's no better way of finding friends than by having a beach body. And Beachbody On Demand is an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts personalized to meet your needs.
Beachbody On Demand also includes extensive nutritional content, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals.
Beachbody On Demand is the total package to help you become the total package this year.
I need this, David.
Hell yeah, you do.
My package is so... overly big.
Yeah, they need to compress the package.
You could say I already am the total package.
I mean, honestly, we can all use a little bit of Beachbody. Do you use Beachbody? Are you using Beachbody On Demand?
I broke a sweat. I did a good 5-10 minutes of it. It's excellent.
5-10 minutes of it?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I'm impressed. Beachbody On Demand is convenient. It can go on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. There's no need to go to a gym or schedule a class. Everything is right there on your personal device. And that used to be like my biggest fear is going to the gym.
Really?
Yeah, because I was always I'm just scared of lifting weights.
Why?
One, because I think they're boring as hell, and I hate lifting weights.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm always scared of someone coming up to me and being like, "Hey, buddy, that's not how you do it. This is how you do
it." What's wrong with that? What's wrong with someone coming up and giving you a little lesson, a friend?
It just makes me uncomfortable.
Because you think you know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Beachbody On Demand has programs for any fitness level. See, this is what I need. Workouts range from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, and even dance.
Yeah, there are over 600 workouts. If you need help finding a workout style to match your interests and goals, you will find something here, guys.
Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. Abs are made in the kitchen. Beachbody On Demand even provides comprehensive nutrition plans to help you meet your goals because working out is just part of the equation.
Access to information on meal prep, variety of recipes, and simple but proven eating plans. Because David, diet, that is the big thing. If you want to get in shape, it's your diet.
It's all about dieting. And you need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text views to 303030.
So what do they do?
They'll give you a free membership.
No, what do the people at home have to do? They text views
to 303030 and you get a full access to the entire platform for free.
Wow.
All the workouts and nutrition information for free. Just text views to 303030. I found out, thank you, by the way, this is a brand new sponsor.
Beachbody.
Thanks for coming on. We love you guys.
Well, it's a great idea. You don't have to leave the house.
I love not leaving the
house. And you can just work out right in your living room. Move the coffee table over.
You can do everything from your house now. Literally everything. Mm-hmm. We've said this on the podcast before. Our friend Scott.
You can vlog from your house.
Yeah. Our friend Scott works from home because he vlogs, and he only vlogs inside his house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he postmates whatever he wants. The other day, he postmated an Apple Watch because his broke.
Mm-hmm.
So he had an Apple Watch come to his house. He postmates his water. He postmates his food. He never leaves. And it's just insane.
Yeah.
How much you can start doing from your house if you have the money for it, because it is pretty expensive. But speaking of working out, you just told me this the other day. You take a workout class every morning.
I take, I've been taking this workout class where I go in there and it's a ballet class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up ballet class.
Yeah. It's all about having long muscles. It's Lottie Burke.
Uh-huh.
It's based on the Lottie Burke principles.
What do you wear?
A tutu.
And you were telling me you're the only guy in the class.
Yeah, I feel weird going in there and being the only
Jason, that's nuts. This is like,
why?
Because it's so cliche.
Why is it cliche?
It's not like weird or anything, but like I'm just saying, you're like the perfect example of a guy who would do that.
Why? Because like, I'm effeminate?
No, just because that's just so you. You being like me. If I was walking by like a shopping center and there was like a ballet class and I looked inside and I saw you were the only guy in it, I wouldn't even like bat an eye. I'd be like, yeah, that looks about right.
It's really easy on your body.
No, I believe
it's
you.
Like if I were to go lift weights with Scott and Todd, I'll pull something.
Yeah,
so no. I can't do that.
And then how do the women feel about you being the only guy?
They're starting to accept me. I did my third day today.
How was it at first?
It was really bad. I walked in.
Get the fuck out.
And they were like, what? Like, why are you here? Like, we had a good thing here. Why are you coming in here now?
But they were nice to you, like, on the outside, right?
No, no one's nice.
Really?
It's LA. Girls aren't nice.
Did they think you were being creepy?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not there to be creepy.
Shit.
You know
what
I mean?
That's tough.
They're all like, they're all middle-aged, too. They're all like middle-aged women. So it's like,
yeah, okay.
It's not like a room full of like hot chicks, yeah, and I'm like,
you go to,
hey,
it's a college course,
yeah.
No, that's,
do you want me to spot you? I mean, I don't say
you
that.
Want
you
want me
know?
To spot you? No, it takes some level of courage.
I mean,
be...
and I also chant through it. I say things like woo through the whole thing. So.
What do you mean? Do you really?
I make noises. Yeah, this is bad. Okay, I have something I want to talk to you about.
What's up?
And it's not even a character assassination on you. I'm just going to talk to you as a friend.
Are you going
to
make fun of me?
No.
You're going
to
be
no, it has
dick.
Nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay. Great.
I figured out like what my main problem is.
With me?
No, not with you.
Okay, oh, okay.
I'm just fucking riddled with guilt. I operate.
Do you have something to tell me?
No, it has nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay. You look like you're about to cry.
No, I'm like riddled with guilt.
What do you mean?
All the time. Like my entire life, I'm just guilty.
Like the divorcing your
guilty. Like if I'm not with the kids, I'm like fucking. I got to be with the kids, and then when I'm with them, like I overextend myself. Like I went to they were here on Sunday.
Yeah,
and I had to post a video, and then I went to and I was like working, but then like I could have like told Marnie to take them, but I didn't. So then I fucking took them to Dave and Buster's,
uh-huh.
And I had like my laptop with me. And I was like editing while I'm at Dave and Buster's. And fucking Dave and Buster's is the worst.
Yeah. And you just felt guilty that you couldn't be with your kids.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I'm like suffering.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Dude, I know what it is. I know how it is.
And no, you don't have kids.
Yeah, I don't.
You know what the fucking main problem with Dave and Buster's is?
Huh.
The main problem. This is the main mistake.
It's
that
too fucking loud in there.
It's too fucking loud in there.
Yeah.
I go to Dave and Buster's.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go. You know how much it costs to go to Dave and Buster's?
How much?
I get there.
Okay, to be fair, you also like hook your kids up with like the special treatment when they go out anywhere.
There's no special treatment. I do, but not in this case. Go to Dave and Buster's. Charlie wants to bring her friend JoJo. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I go there.
JoJo,
I get 40. I put $40 on each card. Three cards.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
Hang on.
Dude, when I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese's, my mom would give me $5. That would give me 25 games.
Yeah, that was in the fucking 80s.
Yeah, 80s. Jason, not everyone was born.
Chuck E. Cheese is less expensive than Dave and Buster's.
Not everyone's siblings with Buzz Aldrin, Jason.
Every game at Dave and Buster's is a dollar.
Fuck that.
Or more, $2.
That's the problem. It's not the loud music.
So I go there. So that's $120.
Oh, that's what you were doing?
Yeah. Sorry. Fuck you.
Hold on. What's 30 times 3?
90.
70.
and then they spend $40 in 25 minutes, all of them.
Okay.
So they come and they're like, I'm out. I'm out.
So, oh, no. And I know how your kids are, too. They go, daddy, please. Yeah, I know.
And then my computer dies.
Son of a bitch. So you start hitting your kids.
I start beating them. Social services comes. I start beating them. No. So then I put more money on there.
Oh, fuck.
And then I have to have JoJo back by 5 for soccer.
Now you're putting more money on their card because you see if they get a certain amount of tickets, they can win an Apple MacBook charger for you.
No. Exactly.
Shut up.
So then they finally spend all their money, and it's like 4:30. And I'm like so fucking beaten down that I took this on, that I agreed to take them to Dave and Buster's. Because Marnie never fucking take me to Dave, but she's never taken me to Dave and Buster's once. Okay, she's never taken me to the park.
Chill, dog. This isn't therapy.
She's never taken me. You know, she's fine. She is who she is. I'll give her a compliment. She fucking says no.
Yeah.
Like, Wyatt will be like, do you want to come hear this new song? And she'll be like, no.
That's like, really?
Yeah.
She said that?
Yeah. I mean, like, she just doesn't want to.
Uh-huh.
You know? Or like, they'll be like, come play kickball. She's like, no. And then I'm fucking say yes. Do you know how it's like to play kickball with against two kids?
Do you know what it's like to listen to my son's shitty songs?
That was worth it.
No. But.
So, do you ever play kickball? And then I play kickball with two kids. You know what it's like to play kickball with two kids?
No.
It's fucking infuriating, David.
Yeah, it seems like you hate your kids.
Do you know what happens when you play kickball with two kids?
No, I can't imagine. You should get rid of them.
They fucking kick the ball over your head.
God damn it. Get rid of these motherfucking munch kids.
And we're on a cul-de-sac. The ball just goes down the hill. Like, how do you fucking play kickball with three people? And that's all they want to do.
They play. Oh, really? It was just three people?
Yeah. Me versus them. And then fucking Wyatt. He's a big kid.
Yeah.
He just fucking kicks it into the other yard. And there's just no way you can get it.
Yeah.
And then, but I can't say no.
Yeah.
I swing them so many times. I don't want to play kickball. I can't play kickball.
You got to start saying no. I mean, it's bottom line.
I have to.
You spoil your kids too much.
So then get this.
Yes.
So they were at Dave & Buster's.
Okay.
I put another fucking 25 on each card.
You're a dick.
So at 65 times three, whatever that is, $190, $195. I did the math quick there.
That was good.
Fuck you.
That was good.
I got to get JoJo to soccer by 5.
Yeah.
It's 4:30.
Son of a bitch. But she still has more tokens to play.
No.
What?
I forgot about the fucking end when you take all the tickets.
Oh, you fuck.
And you get to buy something with the tickets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can't take three kids into... David, I almost had a fucking mental breakdown. I almost started crying right there.
Can I assume what happened?
What?
I mean, there's multiple situations.
Go ahead.
You were just like, fuck this. I'm gonna go buy you guys Apple Watches. Or you took them there and they didn't have enough tickets, so you had to put in more money and buy a prize.
I didn't do that. No, what happened?
It
close.
Was the Apple Watch.
Yeah. No, it was this. It was like, oh, I want to get this fucking pool floaty. That's 6,000 tickets. You have 1,000. You can't get the pool floaty. Why not? They can't fucking comprehend it. And so then.
Because they don't know and they don't take no as an answer because they have a shitty fucking. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Because they have a shitty fucking dad.
Yeah. And then you go to the prize section and you're like, here's what you can get. You can get this pencil sharpener.
Okay.
You can get this keychain or you can get, you know, this fucking eraser. That's it. And then they won't decide.
Yeah.
And we sat there for half an hour. I was almost fucking broke down and
what
cried.
What do you think is the move here? Do you want to separate from your kids officially?
You know what? I don't know what to do. I have to learn to say no. But then the other option, if I didn't take them to Dave & Buster's, is they just would have sat here on Sunday and done nothing.
Yeah, but that's what kids do, dog.
But then they would have annoyed the shit out of me.
You just say, hey, leave me alone. Daddy's got to work. That's just what kids... That was my life.
And then they watch TV all day.
Yeah, I mean...
That sucks.
You got to send them outside. See, that's the thing about LA is you don't send kids outside here, I've realized.
No, you can't.
It's not like, get the fuck outside. Go play kickball with your
friends. There's sex offenders in all over this neighborhood. Have you ever looked it up?
No, there are a lot.
Oh, my God. There's sex offenders all around us.
Yeah?
Yeah. In this neighborhood particularly. Don't make a joke that I'm a sex offender.
I'm like looking for it. Ah, so how'd you meet him? The class we all take. No, exactly. Because like when I was at home, I used to live in a townhouse.
Right.
And it was like in this neighborhood with a playground and everything. And it was all, you know. It was all,
oh, yeah. You have a very idyllic town. Sure.
Yeah, it was a very ideal town for kids to grow up in. So my parents would be like, leave. Get out of the house. I'd ride my bike and I'd go down to Wendy's and I'd get a burger and then I'd go play volleyball with my friends. But you can't do that in LA.
No.
You can't be like, get out, because if they venture out too far, they're on Hollywood Boulevard and they're about to get shanked.
Why it starts turning tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They start dealing crack. Yeah, I guess I never really thought of that. That's why you don't raise kids here.
Right.
You actually, I don't think you can raise
kids. That's a good point.
I don't think you can raise kids in California. You got to go to like a suburb in Iowa or just, I don't know. I don't know where you can raise kids actually.
It sucks dick. So yeah, so that's my existence.
I love hearing a dad say that. It sucks dick. No, it doesn't sound ideal. You're right. And I really love your kids with all my heart. I think they're some of the best people.
Hey, what'd you make of that Sarah Hyland thing?
Sarah Hyland. Oh, I saw that.
What did you make of that?
So Sarah Hyland, there was this whole Time's Up initiative that was during the Golden Globes, and it was basically, it was like Time's Up, I guess it was like Time's Up for men, and like, you know, it's the era of the woman. Like,
sure.
Yeah, which is totally dope, totally makes sense. I talked to Liza so much that like, it's just like, it just makes complete sense to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, Liza's just like,
I agree with you. I agree with everybody. Yeah. I'm into it.
But Sarah Hyland was in an elevator, and In Style magazine was doing like this video of people leaving the elevator. It was like a little, it was like a quick video, and there was the elevator. What do you call him? The elevator.
He's a bellhop.
There was a bellhop in the elevator. It was an older man, and Sarah Hyland was pretending to be drunk, and she like it's hard to explain.
Also, it was like a fat bellhop. It wasn't like an older man, like an attractive man or anything.
But it was an older man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it makes sense because Harvey Weinstein isn't like a fucking attractive man. He's just a pig. It's tough to tell you guys what we're talking about without you seeing it. But basically, she like stumbled out of the elevator.
It's one shot.
The elevator doors open up.
It's about 15 seconds long.
Yeah, the elevator doors open up. You see Sarah Hyland from Modern Family, right?
Yep.
You see her really drunk, stumbling around.
Yeah.
And then she doesn't make it out the elevator. She kind of stumbles right back into the arms of the bellhop.
Yeah.
Because she was too drunk.
And the elevator doors close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the elevator doors close. And it's kind of insinuating that
he's going to take advantage of her.
That he's going to take advantage of her.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people were like, okay, come on. You guys are fucking overreacting. Like, what did you think?
I thought that people were overreacting.
Okay.
And then I got into the shoes of the people that are leading that initiative, and I was like, they're pulling out all guns, and they're being strict.
Yeah, and it's not the right move. It was goofy.
Here's what it is. It wasn't the right move, I guess. I guess I wouldn't have made that commercial in this climate. But at the same time,
but just like today in my vlog, I put in a crazy girl that Dom had over. Her name is Whoa Vicky, and people were not fucking happy. And even though it's in my vlog's nature to show these strange characters that, like, you know what I mean? It's sometimes my vlog feels like a freak show. Like, I'll put, like, some weird things in.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
And people aren't happy. I mean, I looked her up, and she's, it's the fact that I'm, like, promoting it. It's just, I don't know. I understand why people are upset.
But Howard Stern has, like, I used to have a Klansman on.
Yeah.
All the time.
I know, but...
And it was fucking great.
But that's also Howard Stern, and he doesn't get comments on his videos like I do, you know? There's not that many people that are pissed off by it,
Who cares? He gets comments on YouTube.
No, he doesn't get comments like I do.
He has a channel on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not like mine.
Do you mean? He's Howard Stern.
Yeah, but a podcast is a different thing than a YouTube video that 18 to 24 year olds watch.
He has a bigger audience than you for sure.
But not in the age range that I have.
What does that have to do?
It's not even an argument.
What does that have to do with it?
Because
you have comments, you have to temper what you put.
No, I don't have to temper at all. It's not the thing.
I'm trying to understand your argument. I really am.
It's because my videos are built on my comments, and they're built on people reacting to my videos, and what they say I take into consideration. That's what my videos are. It's like, it's more of a community thing rather than like Family Guy, where you're watching a show orchestrated by 20 people. It's like, it's different. It's a different
game. I'm baffled
game.
By what you're saying right now.
What do you mean?
I'm just absolutely baffled. Like, I don't think like that at all.
Well, and comments are a different part of my life. I grow up on comments.
Comments from someone you don't know?
Jason, that's what gave me my career. I live and die by the comments.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Jason,
you gave yourself that career.
Jason.
You came up with all that content. Not some fucking 12-year-old.
I know, but Jason,
fuck that, David. You're so wrong.
I don't know.
You're absolutely wrong, because you were about to pull that fucking video today. You thought about pulling it.
I wasn't going to pull it.
You did. You thought about it. You're like, should I pull it?
I was just playing devil's advocate.
Don't waste my time.
Anyway, I looked up Whoa Vicky, and it turned out she was really racist and stuff like that, and people were
pissed
that I was promoting her. I mean, she's racist, so I shouldn't be giving her, you know, the time of day to be. It's like,
oh, I hate the way the direction the world is going.
It's the whole.
I fucking hate it. I can't wait to die.
It's the whole.
By the time you're my age,
Jason.
By the time you're my age, things are going to be so fucking sanitized. You're going to be so annoyed.
I don't know, maybe. But it's the whole idea of stop making stupid people famous. It's that. It pisses people off when
you made me famous.
Dude, it pisses you fucking off too,
what?
Jason.
What pisses me off about what?
When you see someone you don't like on the internet.
Like who? Who?
I don't even want to name names, but I know.
You can.
No, I don't, because I'm not.
We'll take the name out. Tell me who it is.
Yeah, like that pisses you off. And there's so many times you come up to me and you're like, why the fuck do people like this person,
right?
And shit like that. Like, you get like, if this
but
person,
that's different.
No, it's not.
It's different.
It's not.
No, because it's that, different because in
no shut up listen
because in if your
that,
vlog
no, stop,
no
shut the
you
fuck
shut
up
shut you the fuck, fuck up
shut
the
fuck
up
you motherfucking
bitch.
Bitch, listen. No, because if that person you didn't like, let's say her name is Annabelle, if Annabelle got a job, if Annabelle got a gig where she's in a Vogue video, you'd be fucking furious. You'd be like, why the fuck is Vogue giving her the time of day for her to be in this video? She sucks dick. She's not fuck. She sucks. She's awful. She's disrespectful. She's trash. Do you know what I mean? You'd be pissed at Vogue for including her in video. And that's why people are pissed at me for including this person in the video. Because to some people, they view my videos like Vogue, and this person is out of my like category. Do you know what I mean? You gotta like, you understand what I'm saying?
You're out of your mind. Because you're putting someone in the video as a source of comedy. You're making jokes around an eccentric personality. And that's, it's not like you're just...
Okay, you're right, yeah.
I mean...
That makes sense. You're right. I didn't put her in my video in a way to like bring her up in any way. I did it because we were...
I can't believe you just...
I know. I didn't think about how I used her in my video. I did put her in my video in a way where, look at this girl. This is really funny. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, what are you going to do, David? You're going to fucking... After YouTube, you're going to... Hi, Kristen.
Kristen's in here because the dog's not on a damn leash. Oh, Kristen, this is $1 million podcast.
Sorry, no.
We're going to have to cut this out of the budget.
I make about $600 a week on here.
Oh shit.
What?
Remember
you said you were going to give me a raise?
When?
The other day, I was like, I only make...
Fresh new year has begun. And if you're setting new goals for your business, it's extremely difficult to reach them without the right people on your team. And ZipRecruiter has transformed...
ZipRecruiter, get me a new job.
No, but guys, but it's the New Year's, and are you guys hiring? Because do you know where to find and post your jobs to find the best candidates? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards with just one click.
Yes, ZipRecruiter actively looks for the most qualified candidates and invites them to apply.
They even review every application to identify the top candidates, so you never miss a great match. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them.
No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. This is a brand new script. And they still include /Nash instead of /Dobrik. That's okay, mm-hmm. because it's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash.
Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results.
That's ZipRecruiter.com/Nash. All right, guys. That's
and keep tweeting. You guys always tweet me with ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, guys, when you tweet us about the brand deals and you tag the brand in the tweet,
yeah.
It really helps us out.
Yeah, tweet
so
about
that,
Beachbody.
We'll look dope as hell. Okay,
then,
bottom line, this entire podcast, we were really jumping around. I don't know.
I had a bunch of good topics. You fucking stunted me.
No, I didn't stunt
no,
you.
No, what are you going to do, David? You're going to sit there and you're going to make content based on what a stranger is telling you?
No, but you, you're right. This situation about who I put in my vlog today.
Does Seth Rogen sit there and go, "Oh, Annabelle, this 11-year-old in fucking Arkansas didn't like my jokes I made"? No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We both used Annabelle as an example.
And Annabelle is such a bitch. Oh, I want to tell you, my mom's been talking about you all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's just funny. She's like absorbing your like YouTube personality.
Is it a good thing?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. It's pretty funny.
What's she saying?
Well, like today when we walked out the door, I was helping her down the stairs and her gum fell out of her mouth.
Okay.
And she's like, "Oh, I gotta get that gum." Like it was outside on the, and I was like, "Just leave it. Just leave the gum because it's like a lot for her to bend down.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot for me to bend down too." And she's like, "Oh, leave it there for David."
What do you mean?
Or, she's like, "Prank David. She's like, her idea is the worst. She's like, she has David? The worst prank ideas.
Where was the gum?
It was on the ground. She goes, leave it there for David.
In the house?
He'll step on it. No, it was outside. Like,
it was outside on the sidewalk.
On the front steps. That was her prank idea.
Let's set up a camera and prank him. Really? Your mom's so cute.
And she kept saying today to, because we had to wait for that celebrity for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
We're just sitting in the car waiting.
How was she?
My mom?
Was she getting tired?
No. She loves being with me so much that we could be fucking,
fuck.
Yeah, we could be like in a jail cell. She'd be happy. And she was so happy. And she kept saying, she's like, you gotta prank David. You gotta get him, do something to him. But she has like not good ideas, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, blindfold him. I'm like, he doesn't get scared. Like,
blindfold him. Put a bunch of apricots in his milk.
Then at one point she's like, push him into a tub of crocodiles. And I'm like, he'd get hurt. She's like, oh yeah, right. He'd get hurt.
She's awesome. And she's here and she's visiting.
And then she came out and she was like, I picked her up. But first of all, David came up with this idea to fly her out at 7 o'clock.
Last night.
So yeah. It's 10 o'clock there.
We flew her out for this, for Taylor Swift, for the celebrity, super last minute.
She's 74 years old. She's like in bed.
Got her
like,
on a first class flight, JetBlue.
She was fucking loving JetBlue.
Are you sure? Because I talked to her and she seemed like she didn't care for it.
No, she loved it. She just couldn't sleep.
Oh, okay.
No, she loved it. And she took some video too for you.
Oh, awesome.
Because David asked her to take video. So she took.
I love when people try things for the first time. So I told Jason, I'm like, when your mom's flying first class, tell her to record herself, like record her reaction. Because I'm obsessed with showing people new things. And when I can't be there for it, like that's why I do so many surprises.
Oh, I thought you wanted to put it in your vlog.
Oh, no, I just want to see it. when I see people's reactions, like I've said this before, like that's why I love surprising with people with things on the vlogs, because I love reactions, whether it's a good reaction or bad reaction.
Yeah, if you go to dinner with David,
I'm a sucker for it.
He insists you taste the thing that he loves.
Oh yeah,
and he sits there and watches you.
Yeah,
it's very endearing.
Actually. I'll order more just so someone else can taste it, because if I love it, like I want people to know, like this is the top notch food. But yeah, continue.
Okay. So yeah, so we flew her out at 10 o'clock. She was in bed, and I was like, "Can you come here tomorrow?"
Yeah,
and David made up this really stupid lie, which was, "You're gonna come."
Yeah, I told her that I'm filming with a bunch of people's moms, and I need her here ASAP next thing in the morning, when it was really to surprise her with Taylor Swift. And before I left, I got to the car today, and she goes, "When I saw you last, I said that I would do anything for you, David. I take it back now. I really do."
Yeah,
I made
that was
her.
The story I was going to tell. She got off the plane. She goes, "When we were in Boston, I told David if he ever needed anything. Oh, boy, I should have never said that. Now he's calling me in the middle of the night. When I told David that I would be there for him, I meant like if he was going to get deported. You know, I'd find someone to marry him.
Oh, shit.
Or if he got sick."
Regardless, guys, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
You'll see the vlog in a couple weeks. Sorry, it's going to be a while with the celebrity.
Mm-hmm. And my mom.
It's and Jason's mom. It's going to be a different style vlog. It'll be on my second channel. It'll be a lot slower. It won't be quick. It'll be like a whole experience.
Go get David's merch.
Go buy my merch. Go buy Jason's merch.
Yep, at fanjoy.co.
Tweet me at David Dobrik.
Tell me that you love me on Twitter.
Yeah, tweet us.
Check out my vlog channel.
Guys, and guys, if you have a chance, check out Oprah's speech at the Golden Globes.
Oh my God, it was so good.
So fucking good. I almost started tearing up. I'm not even a woman, but I felt empowered.
David texted me.
I was like, fuck yeah, Oprah.
He texted me at like 2 in the morning, and he was like, "Did you see Oprah's speech? So good." And I like rolled my eyes. I was like, fucking David, leave me alone. And then I got up the next morning, and it was the first thing I watched, and I cried.
It was so good.
It was that good.
It's just fucking incredible. I don't know. It's such
she's not going to run, though.
Go. Oh yeah, she's not going to run for president.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
You think she could win?
I don't think Oprah has that much. Of course she can fucking win.
They took a poll in the New York Post. She beat Donald Trump by 10%.
Dude, there's no fucking
doubt. You think she could win?
Dude, Donald Trump won. What do you mean? Ashton Kutcher could win.
I think she could win because...
dude, she's a black woman. It's the fucking best thing we need. It's literally the best thing that America like could use right now. It's literally... It seems like we should literally just fucking send her right up.
Like, I think, too, that people would come out like crazy.
What do you mean?
After Trump. Just people that don't normally vote.
What do you mean?
Like, just people would come out to vote for her.
Oh,
that wouldn't normally vote.
Oh, no. It'd be a surefire win against Trump.
You think so?
Dude, yes. And Oprah's like, you know what I mean? She's
it'd be a big change.
She's not, I actually never even thought about it until now. Now I'm thinking like how fucking amazing it is. But yeah, go Oprah. If she runs for presidency, she fucking has my vote. If I was
maybe
a citizen,
you'd be
I'd
vice
vote.
President.
You think?
I mean, I think you have to be 35, but maybe we could change that rule.
Maybe Oprah can change that rule.
Yeah.
And I could do it without being a citizen. All right.
And also, guys, there was like a little segment that I wanted to have on the podcast that, well, David didn't think was good enough for the podcast. So I recorded it separately, and it'll be on the end of the episode.
It's fucking bullshit. All right, guys.
I mean, I think it's pretty interesting. We're going to roll it now.
We're going to roll it at the end of this podcast. If you guys want to stick around and listen to Jason's dumb story, you guys can listen to it. If you have work to do, then go do your work, and we'll see you guys next week.
Be honest. If you guys don't like it, just let me know, but I think it's pretty interesting.
All right, we'll see you guys later. Bye.
Hi, guys. It's Jason Nash from The Views Podcast. David's not in here yet, but I wanted to take this time because, you know, he never lets me talk to just say, what's up, guys? I had a pretty interesting thing happen to me the other day. I was having a glass of Dr. Pepper and had a nice 2-liter on the counter there. And it was kind of some me time. It was Saturday afternoon around 4:30. I had just finished cutting the grass. And well, what do you know? I try to pouring it into a glass, got some ice, and I spill some Dr. Pepper on, I spill it just like a real goof all over the table, the kitchen table. And so I go to get paper towels, and guess what? No paper towels, not one. And I can't even really find a dish rag. Well, I was pretty flummoxed. And so I went to the neighbors and I borrowed some paper towels and I came back and I wiped it up. And but the problem is that I still haven't returned the roll of paper towels that I borrowed from them. Now, mind you, this is Saturday. It's Wednesday right now. So it's been 5 days since I borrowed the paper towels. And so, I just wanted to share that with you. That's just one of those stories that David just, you know, he didn't think was very interesting.